Yo, yo, what's good? This is Kyle with the AK96 podcast. I'm here with my boys.
Oh, yeah, the co-hosts. I mean, we're both co-hosts. You know who it is. It's Alex. And then we got a special guest by the name of Dragonfly. The mic is a little too far away from his mouth right now. He needs to pick it up. It's right there. That's you.
Oh, it's Dragonfly. What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? It's the boy, Matt. He's in the building. Well, the apartment. You know how it goes. And we got a new topic today, but you already know how it is. Kyle comes up with him. So I'm going to let him explain that.
Well, first off, I do want to say I do appreciate everybody that's been listening to the podcast.
Can we drop a bomb for Matt real quick?
Let's do it. Hey, Matt, tell the people about you, bro. Tell them about you, bro.
Hey, man, I'm just a cool dude. Robbie breathing air, you feel me? I be drinking water, you feel me? I'm just out here painting, you know what I'm saying? Trying to add some color to the world, you dig? That's all.
Nah, Matt is dope artist. I met Matt through Alex. I think everybody I've met through Alex has been dope so far. So, no L's taken.
I feel the same way about that, too, though.
All the recent people, you feel me? Matt's the homie. We met at concerts, you know how it goes. Concert life, but now it's COVID time, so we off that. But
yes, sir,
once
sir.
We get back to it, we back to it.
Be back to it.
Yeah, fam.
But yeah, back to that topic. The topic for today is called happiness destination syndrome. And for all those who have never heard SHDS, I'll go ahead and give a quick definition. Destination addiction is a preoccupation with the idea that happiness is somewhere else. We suffer literally from the pursuit of happiness. We are always on the run, on the move, and on the go. Our goal is not to enjoy the day, is to get through the day. And the only reason I wanted to do or talk about this subject is because this is what I go through on a day-to-day basis on my journey to be a king, to continue to be a king. It's just getting rid of that mindset that happiness is going to be somewhere else. Now, depending on my definition of happiness is different among my peers, so I can't expect you to, you know, understand where I'm coming from, but I want you to put yourself in your own shoe. Think about what you're going through in life, how you're becoming as a man or a woman in your life, and just paint that picture. So imagine, you know, we all hear the saying, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. But is it really? For me personally, I'm almost 24. I'll be 24 next week. My 23 years of life, minus the toddler and baby years and whatnot, I've made choices. And I've been put in positions where I may have acted emotionally rather than logically, which pretty much in my terms is weighing the pros and cons. So I could be, for you, it could be a relationship. For me, it could be a job. For you, it could be family. It could be whatever. Whatever you're going through, that you just feel that, hey, if I get up out of this situation, I'm going to be happy. And basically, I'm saying just kind of slow it down, time it down. I see a lot of people, myself included, friends and family, you know, really, really struggling through this. And yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily know everybody's business, you know. And for you, the best solution, you know, could be is to get up out of there, you know, to flee quickly. But I know for myself, for me, you know, really just taking the time, evaluating the pros and cons, you know, okay, hey, I may not be happy here in this situation, but what are the benefits? What are the pros? Okay, now, you know, what are the cons? And sometimes, 9 times out of 10, the pros outweigh the cons. And then you have to look at the bigger picture to, okay, the situation I'm in, is it a lesson? Is it going to teach me a lesson, or is it going to be give me a blessing? But sometimes the lesson, you know, it's always good too, but that's just my intake. But tell me about how your boys feel.
I'm gonna let Matt go after that. That was a nice nice speech my boy. You have things on your chest. Okay, I'm gonna let Matt go. Go ahead.
That was very well said. I agree with everything you said. I feel like it's definitely a growing process. I feel like it's definitely something that takes a while to grasp. It's like as humans, I feel like even myself, there's been points in my life where I felt like I was happy, and even like over time, I've seen that disappear over time or something like that. as you grow and stuff like that. So like you said, I feel like it is definitely important to escape from wherever your space is at if you're in an area where the energy around you is too clouded or something like that, or it's like becomes toxic to your own energy or everything else that you're doing for yourself. I feel like it's definitely, like you said, the grass is greener on the other side, but I feel like
Lars, so far.
Come on, man. I feel like, you know, it's definitely something that you should pursue for an everyday thing. You know, it's never going to be like a destination. It's almost like you're chasing yourself around in a circle. You know what I'm saying? But it's really, it's never ending. Like, I feel like it's just once you change your mindset to just like acceptance, you know what I'm saying? To accept everything that you have going on in your life, whether say you're having a day that isn't like how you would like it to be going or something like that. I feel like sometimes accepting that everything isn't going how you want it to be going or something like that, but you're still on the same path as to what you're generally aiming for, is definitely a better way to change your mindset and make you more happy to, like, you know, change your whole vibe in general to, like, manifest the things that you want to, you know.
Yo. Bars.
I got some stuff.
Well, I feel the same way. Pretty much both what y'all say, I feel the same exact way. Like, it can be a constant cycle of the same, I guess, routine that you go through, and you think that this new thing will make you feel better, even though you could just switch up certain things for yourself. Control what you can control, and don't worry about the things you can't control. Even though that's extremely hard to do, but we can do it. As individuals and whatnot. I mean, next relationship, hey, if you getting beat, if things ain't going good, you get robbed.
Hey, man. Gotta go.
Hey, gotta go. Hey, so gotta get up out of there.
You gotta cut the string, man. Sometimes you gotta cut it.
Feel beat, but. Nah, but if y'all just arguing, going through a rough patch, unless he or she is actually like real dope crazy, you gotta just go through and just figure that out. I had to go through that. Everybody's gonna go through that. And jobs, even if you level up for more money, you may not be happy.
Yep.
So control what you control, dog. What you want to say, my boy?
Oh no, I just wanted to. I agree 100% with what you guys both stated. I have to say, for me, it's really to continue to be humble. You know, that plays a huge factor, because when you really humble yourself, you get to a point where, you know, hey, I don't necessarily need that car. I don't necessarily need to go get them. I mean, kind of going in correlation to what we were talking about last week with self-control. Just that's definitely a huge part. But that's something I'm growing on as a man. And that's something, you know, that's a gem that I wanted to share to my peers, because that's real. You know, and 100%, like you said, bro, it goes on and on and on. And that's something I feel like if I myself fix, that only sky's the limit. That acceptance, you know, accepting that reality. And like you just said, you know, just 100%, guys.
I feel like that's definitely, you know, the turning point once you decide that, you know, these things that you once craved, you no longer need. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that point is really where you start to value your own self, your own self-worth and stuff like that, and you really start to just, you know, become one and in tune with yourself and everything that you're doing. And that's like a key. Like,
key to happiness. That's a key to happiness.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Like, that's like some love yours. Shout out my boy J. Cole.
Hey, shout out Cole, man.
I forgot the chorus. All of a sudden, I just said that. You know, life that's better than yours. You feel me? Shout out to that, because it's tough though, because you may want more. Everybody wants more, and plus, social media yet again has a lot to do with that. Yeah. As I say that with my ski mask on, but a lot of people see people flexing, flashing, having all these nice things, and you may not have that currently, but you still might have everything else that you got. So I mean, you got to be.
It's a real misconception.
Yeah,
how to live life and how to, you know, just how to every day be
content. Plus, people, even celebrities, be like, nah, all this social media stuff is fake. Like, people, like, they literally have a spot. I don't know where it's at in the country, but it's some spot where it's like you could take pictures of in a fancy car and a private jet. Where? Yeah, I think it's in LA.
Yeah.
But to make it look like that, you flexing, even though it's just a flex hot spot. You feel me?
That's how much of a problem is, because the people know that people will do anything for that. Like, they'll even throw bread, so they'll set it up. It just shows how much, like, it is alive in the community, you know?
Idioting. It's stupid. But, I mean, it's all right. a rat race.
Rat race.
But we gonna break out of that.
And OG told me something I live by to this day. Basically, why would you go broke for another broke person? Why would you flex for another broke person? And those words hit me to this day still, because I'm like, I don't have anybody in there. I don't have anybody in there. I mean, of course, you want to go out the house looking nice. Of course, you know what I'm saying? You want to look presentable, but, you know, yeah, I don't really care. But, you know, guys, I mean, that's definitely what I'm on. But, I mean, overall, me, myself, I have to say, you mentioned it, social media. I mean, I'm definitely detoxing, you know, worldly influences, wow. Like, period. Like, you know, just out. You know, I don't really want anything come messing with my training and my development. You feel me? You feel me? So, I'm really out here vibing. You know, I'm really getting into it myself, you know, learning how to raise my energy levels. And I'm telling you guys, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing.
That's facts, though. It really is facts.
Man, let's get into some goofy stuff right now. I mean, we took on a serious topic, but we're going to extend this. I mean, we only have like 3 minutes left, so we'll make another part to this that we're doing it. But let's talk about the boy Matt real quick. Let's get our guest.
Hey, man, what's up? What's up?
Man, we got to tell you about. Tell us about yourself, man. Tell the people. Flex for us real quick, man.
Man, I don't even flex like that. I'm going to keep it 100 with you, bro.
Be humble, but I'm going to flex one.
Appreciate
the Tampa people, if y'all need your art done, you need portraits, y'all want some just cool abstract stuff.
So, how long have you
get that, man?
Yes, sir.
Wait. I said, how long have you been painting, Matt?
I've actually been painting my whole life. That's a. Pretty much my whole life. I think I didn't really get into painting 100% until, I want to say, high school. Definitely my junior year in high school.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Because it was really, before that, all it was just, you know, graffiti and, like, sketching and line work and characters and stuff like that.
And that's still raw.
What do you mean?
I'm honestly jealous, bro, because I can't draw. I wish I could draw. I can't. If somebody held a gun to my head and was like, yo, you need to draw, I would be like, go ahead, shoot me now. Take me to the king. So I'm gone. But nah, bro, that's just dope, man. Now that one piece you made, the most recent one, like, that was dope. I had to show that to my girl because I was like, dang. The details and stuff, like.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. That one was a real challenge.
It was dope.
How long it took you to make?
That one.
Draw that one.
6 months.
Hold up. Project. That was a project.
But bro, ever since I know Matt, every single concert we went to,
this man has always dropped off a new piece of art for every single artist we've seen. And that it's been insane. He's literally met them and he's really dropped up at the time. I'm jealous.
That was definitely a fun time. I think we was just back to back like at shows.
Oh yeah.
Like, at one point, like every different show was like, I think we had the majority of us or we probably missing like maybe two or three people each one.
Oh yeah. A shout out to Flo and Miles. Bryson Tiller.
Shout out to Concert Family Day.
Yeah, Concert Family. Oh, shout out to Kat and to Caitlin.
Yeah, deadass.
And who else? I don't even know. Everybody, I think John. And
bro, Malachi.
Oh, yeah, shout out to him. He had a whole kid.
And we was just making friends along the way. Like,
yeah. But you know, we were exing out some people though. Some people was getting like, nah, yo, you doing too much.
You remember him?
I remember.
Like, can you guys follow my SoundCloud? Nah, bro.
Orlando.
Yeah, in Orlando. I was like, crazy. Nah, B.
Crazy.
Hold up, we're gonna actually stop this episode right here and we're gonna continue it. So stay tight for like 5 seconds. We'll be right back.
Content.
Yo, so we're right back after that 5 second break. Shout out my nigga Matt, he's here.
Yes, sir. Shout out my boy Alex.
We was talking about figurines and artistic abilities,
crafty things.
You know, tell us about your brother, bro. give your brother a shout out.
Oh, hey, shout out to Caleb. I was giving you a shout out behind the scenes. Nah, I think you do. It's Caleb Foster, but I mean, if you want to follow him, you know, you can follow my brother, you know, at my brother. But nah, I mean, like, I was you know, I was just telling them about how the artistic gene literally, like, flew by me. And, like, it went to you, bro. And, like, you know, I was just telling them about, you know, growing up, you had the tubes with, like, random Legos. And, you know, your projects right now just totally, totally miss me. Like I said, I could throw some colors together, you know. I'm more of a writer. I got that from my mom, more or less. So I like writing stories.
You paint different homes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But nah, that's what I got. But nah, just drawing in general, that's not me. It's not me.
Tell us, oof. Oh yeah. I got the curls going crazy. But I took the ski mask off. That joke is hot, bro. But who's your favorite celebrity, what artist that you've met in person that you give painting to?
Man, that's hard to. That's a tough one. Cause
who's the nicest?
Like, cause I think cause I've given a piece to. Like if I'm talking like you know from the jump, I've given a piece to. Is it Rory?
Rory?
Yeah.
Like Indigo Rory?
Yeah. I think like 2018 or something like that. Yeah, that was like way long ago.
Dang, what happened to him?
But no, even before that, I was at a Pro Era show one time and. Kirk Knight, I gave one to him.
Oh, shout out to Beast Coast.
Yeah,
I yes, forgot. Sir. Oh yes, yeah, he's done made music
that
too.
That was way long ago.
Dang, I remember Pro
back
Era.
When, that was back when like Instagram was the old Instagram logo.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
When Instagram was good.
Yeah,
the classic one.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that's really hard to choose, but
Kick Days. We can go into that too, but nah.
I feel like. For me, musically, my favorite artist usually always like changes over time.
Who do you say that is currently?
Currently, you know, I'm going through my library real quick.
Have you heard the new Smino track?
Donnie.
Yes,
I have heard it. That one's it's fire, bro.
He real deal looks like Thugnificent.
He really does look like Thugnificent, though. I'm not even gonna lie.
Shout out to Smino.
I seen the video.
Hey, you remember that chick that dove at the show and hit her like whole body?
Oh, she stage dived. Yeah, yo, bro. That was crazy.
Well, I tell you, you look this up on Twitter, you can look it up on IG, bro. This girl, she literally jumped off the stage and literally went face first.
Yeah, in the crowd. They was dancing, and I think it was her go, and she just like was like, I'm going to do it. You know? Like, she caught the vibe and was like, she took it.
Bro.
It was weird because, you know, she hit the floor. It was like one of those where you felt that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Or you either heard it, the connection, you know, or you felt it.
I literally had all on a mat because I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
But tell me who your favorite artist is right now, player.
That's hard to say. I mean, I really like.
Who you hop in the car?
Who you putting on?
Who
you jamming?
Who I thought I want to hop in the car? Oh, man. Dog. The new Spillage Village album. Okay. I've been throwing that in rotation.
Oh, bro. Shiva? That's my joint.
What's it called?
Shout out to Spillage Village. They fire.
Jupiter.
Happy's fire.
End of Days. Bro, End of Days. That whole album was crazy.
It was not what I expected from like the first two, but
yeah,
I wasn't mad at it.
I can't lie. They the energy, I feel like they really like changed it, but it was like in a really dope way though. Bro. It was really dope.
I honestly respected, what's his face? The other half of everything. Not Johnny Venus, but I don't know what his name is now.
Jordan Bryant.
He's cool. And, no, Dr. Doss.
Dr. Doss. Oh, you talking about
what's his name now? It's like Wild Great. That's so, no offense, that's a dumb name.
But
he got my respect on the album. Cause I was like, I never liked hearing his voice on like anything. Yeah. But he's good though.
That album was a great album. I also been recently listening to Limbo by Mine.
Fire. This one person, she got the merch, and I. I'm so mad I didn't copy it. Damn. I still haven't got my Big Sean merch. They hit me with the coke. Yeah. But this isn't for another time.
Well, he put out an album recently or something?
Dang, my boy don't know about Detroit too.
Nah, I haven't.
Sure, bro, go listen to that tonight, dog.
Oh, word. All right.
Yeah, go listen to that, man.
I'll put that in my bucket list real quick.
Yeah, man.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I've been in the cave, man.
Hey, I'm about to do the same thing, dog.
Yeah.
Literally.
Nah, facts.
Shout out to
what else came out recently?
Baby Keem. He's been pretty good.
Baby Keem dropped?
We has like two songs.
Oh, okay, say less.
Yeah. What do you think about XXL freshmen this year?
They got a list?
Jokes.
Wait, they dropped a list already?
Dang, Matt, you really been in the game, bro.
I'm going to just let you know right now, bro. I'm going to be popping up with mad questions like, wait, hold on, what happened? Like,
hey, we about to put Matt on to you know Drake is dropping an album in January.
No, I didn't know that.
Certified lower board.
I tried to get the merch. It sold out.
Oh, word. All right,
yeah. Wait, do you know about, who else is about to drop?
I mean, I know Jid dropped 2 songs recently.
Yup. That's important.
Other than that, nah.
What did you think about Lil Baby's? Well, no, actually, let's do this because
I'm not gonna lie, I ain't even heard 21 Savage's.
Whoa!
I haven't heard.
Whoa!
I feel like people have.
Oh, you the only man.
No. I mean, like, honestly, is it really 100% good?
Yes.
Honestly, I feel like I've been disappointed with Metro Boomin.
What?
I have.
I mean, on The Weeknd's album, yes, and I know it's blasphemous to say because people love The Weeknd, but I did not like his last album. Oh, they just put it out.
I mean, his old stuff. Yeah. I mean, Starboy. I like that album.
Yeah.
But
I used to blast that when it came out. You know.
I feel like I remember that too. Yeah. I'm just not a Weeknd guy. Like, I'm not a guy that gets in the car and turns on Weeknd. That's not me. Maybe if I was heartbroken, you know what I mean?
I feel like I like The Weeknd. I just don't know too many of his songs. Like, I feel like I haven't like tapped into his albums yet. You know,
he's straight though.
He's dope.
He's dope. We ain't hating on The Weeknd.
Exactly. He's straight.
I think he's dope.
Daniel Caesar though, I hop back on his old stuff. Streetcar,
bruh, he's actually crazy. What was it? He put out 2 singles on Spotify.
Did he?
Made to Fall in Love and
Hold Up. I might have Spotify.
I would
have
thought you was on that already.
No, before. I didn't know about this. He don't post on Instagram.
Stop. Yeah. I don't think he posted them, but he dropped 2 singles. One of them is just a Cyanide cover, and the other one's another song.
I'm gonna check it out. I mean, I'll download Spotify real quick.
I already know you, bro.
Come on, we drove 4 hours. You'll see.
I forgot about that shit.
You still got the t-shirt.
Oh man, we was right in front of the merch line too.
Yeah,
damn, I remember
we needed that. That was a fun day.
That was a crazy
day. No cap. When the moment I knew I had to give up driving for the night, I was about to doze off and like slide.
Yeah,
man, he'd be like, "Hey, bro,
hey, man, I was kind of like dozing off on the way back. I'm not even." Right, y'all not even gonna lie, Alex. You know your thing tells you when you like when you coming off the road, it'll like beep.
Oh yeah,
yo, I swear, bro. I was like dozing off like this. It started beeping, yo. And I woke up and I looked up. Alex was still sleeping. I kept driving, bro. I was just like, all right, we good. We straight.
How many times have you guys have had that tap?
That tap.
You gotta get it together. You don't. You gotta get it together. You're tripping. He was really dozing off.
Like I'm about to like fall asleep or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really ever get that.
Oh no! Hey. You can't. Hey, I got a headache, but. But no, you can't count those. Those are like infinite.
Oh my god! Nah.
But drunk behind the wheel, that's dangerous.
Oh no!
Yeah,
nah.
I think one time with you.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did. I was like,
Jaleesa, shout out to Jaleesa. She flicked me, bro. She flicked me so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we was coming one time, I was like, she had this little hand bob. She's like, whoa!
Gotta get this killed, nigga.
What about you, Matt?
Oh, there's not one, Matt. I probably had one time somebody tapped me.
I think maybe 2 years ago, I was going down 275. I was doing like,
hey, specific.
Bro, I think we was playing what's that song by Kendrick? Nobody Pray For Me. They've been out loving me.
I got it on my tongue.
Oh, Kendrick, but yeah, we was blasting that, and we was probably doing, I don't know, maybe like 80 or so.
Humble.
It was like humble, yeah, humble.
Damn, okay, that's so bad. So old.
You know that the energy was already like going crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was. We probably had like 6 bodies in the car.
Oh, everybody.
And yeah,
I was like, I was, you know, I was driving. Everything was cool for a minute, but I think someone was like, "Yo, I value my life." So I was like, "Oh,
slow down."
I had to, you know.
Hey, Rob ain't here, but hey, he know what he did.
I had to ease up a little bit. You feel me?
Yeah, some people not here.
Hey, man, I had to play Tim's on, about to go in.
Yo, for real though, bro, I swear, man, if you driving with boots, I'd be like flooring it, like, unnecessarily. But sometimes I'd be like, yo, it's just the boots, bro.
Nah, it's just, it really is.
It's just the boots. The excessive, like, yeah, the force, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
just the boots. Yeah. Hey, Kyle, though, this dude different, dog. He'll drive without no shoes.
Bro, you gotta feel the groove sometimes. You gotta some shoe like Yeezys, bro. Like you can't, like I 100% agree, man. Like it depends on the shoe, because the shoe could just give out. You could do a little tap, the shoe going. You feel me? So you gotta take off the shoe.
Sometimes I drive different if I'm wearing slides or if I'm wearing, you know, just shoes. Like it definitely feels different. You know, it's like my feet are out, but they're like, they're not. Like, yo,
100%.
This junk has been too funny, bro. Like, niggas don't know Matt. Man, Matt is probably one of the realest homies ever and probably one of the chillest people. And his family is the nicest. Like,
hey, like appreciate that, dog.
His mom is so sweet. Bro, hey, the food.
Hey, bro, Alex was busting down.
Busting. Oh, my days, bro. They had jerk chicken, jerk pork. They had fish. They had what? Rice.
Going crazy. Bump
the turkey, bro. Just everything else.
Going crazy.
And I took a plate to go.
Going crazy.
Bro, I ate it.
I don't know, man. It might be round two, man. I'll let you know.
Hey, man. Let us know.
I'll slide. You know about that.
Yeah. But, hey, Drew, I'm happy to call you my friend, my bro.
Bro,
you a real one, dog. I appreciate you.
Shout out my bro Alex. Word to what Kyle said. Everybody my bro Alex has ever introduced me to has ever been family. It's yes, always sir. Good vibes. Peace and love. Shout out my bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
yes, sir.
The love, bro. Shout appreciate you coming, man.
Oh, and just as a, I guess a disclaimer, this is just our advice. When we was talking about everything at the beginning, don't take us like, yeah, you know, I think y'all know that, though. We just don't think that we're above nobody. We just say in our experiences, just in case. I thought about that, because I think about Red Table Talk.
100%. Like, and I said it a couple of times on the other podcast. Like, I don't want anybody listening to this thinking that, you know, we're better than the other person. And I stated earlier on the show and on other episodes that I'm growing. Like, this is what keys that I'm learning to really living a happy and fulfilling life. You know, so this is something that I've learned that I've really benefited from, and you know, and I feel very strongly about this. So the first thing I want to do is tell, you know, friends and family, you know, and my peers too, because like I said, my total end goal is to help change the world. So, you know, but no, I appreciate, but no, like I said, I appreciate the, you know, the ones that do listen, and you know, I've had, I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of people hit me up, talk about they had to listen, so I do appreciate everybody. You know, I appreciate the love. So yes, sir.
We about to say that. Any final words you want to get off your chest, my boy? Any haters you want to address? Let me stop.
You know, it's hoodie season out here.
It's hoodie season. It's about to be.
It's feeling good. You feel me? You know, life's good.
It's blessed.
All I gotta say is just keep your head up, stay positive, stay focused, do your thing. Don't let nobody distract you.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we out on y'all boys. Actually, let me give him give your socials.
I can be found at my Instagram at Dragonfly, Dragon FLEYE. I just want to say real quick,
what's good?
Fly does not represent Florida High. I just gotta say that.
Florida High.
I've been approached so many times. I'm like, yo, does fly mean Florida High? And I'd be like, nah, bro.
Florida High, get him out of here.
That's not it.
I wish I had a button for that. We'll tag
it.
This is the AK96 podcast, and we out.
Mm-hmm. But it's gonna-